Yeah. Interview with Grimes. First question to you. If you have the chance to be a music instrument, which music instrument you would like to be? And in fact, why? And you have really hours and hours.
5 hours. If I had to be a musical instrument, I would be either probably a harp, mm-hmm. like a golden harp. Just because I think the harp is the most beautiful sounding instrument, and I just think it sounds very, like, I don't know, I don't have a good answer, but it sounds like a fairy.
You don't have, there is no right, no wrong.
Yeah, I just think it's one of the most physically beautiful instruments, and also one of the most sonically beautiful instruments, and so that's why I would be a harp, I guess, or perhaps like a synthesizer, because they're the most versatile. And you can just do the coolest stuff with a synthesizer. You can make a harp sound with a synthesizer, so.
Or in the end, we are coming to a laptop.
No, not a laptop. No.
I'm more analog. Okay. Well, now for me, like, I was just trying to get some information about you. And it was for me the point, like, you, I think you're kind of painting as well, I think, or, like, a little bit.
No, I mean, I did paint a lot, but I don't really do that anymore.
Because, like, now, my question is now missing, because, like, I thought, like, you do kind of bit of the cover of the artwork, I think so, and for me was the point, like, what is coming first for you, like, you're painting something, you say, well, now I have to do some music, or, like, is it more a kind of melange in that way that you say, well, it fits together, or...
Well, it's an interesting question because I just sort of, like, I think art is just art, like, regardless of, like, the format. And, like, painting, I just feel, like, painting and music, I don't see that, like, great a distinction in terms of, like, what I'm actually doing. Like, the physical process is, like, different, but, like, the, you know, the state of mind I need to be in is the same. And, like, I just think, I feel like I'm sort of at a dead end with painting. I just don't know, like, what else to do, and I always want to do something new. So I'm thinking about going into, like, film or something. Like, I want to work with, like, moving images, and that can be, like, associated with music, so just, like, to make something more dynamic.
Okay. So when you're speaking now about movies, is it there when you're producing some music, is there a kind of movie as well in your head where I say, well, like, I'm in the train, and the landscape is passing, and then I have that specific sound in my head?
I always picture, like, a music video. Like, whatever song I'm making, like, there's a music video, like, in my head. I was a dancer for, like, a very long time. And so I always have, like, choreographed moves that I think of, like, when I'm, like, making a song or something. So I'd really like to work with dancers in the future.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe new project. Coming to... Don't say the wrong stuff. Like, for me, that was the other thing. Like, when you're going now on stage, like, during to record the stuff is, for me, maybe a totally different way, like, how you're going on stage and perform. So, is there for you a totally different concept, how you're going on stage and perform your music, or, like...
I mean, I think, because when I record, it's very private, and when I perform, it's, like, the opposite. Like, it's just a totally different experience of music. You know, when you record, you can just do it a ton of times. You can try a bunch of different things. And playing live is new for me, but it's definitely, I think it's more exhilarating. But ultimately, I derive the greatest joy from recording. But I really like playing, but it's like the stress is like both the positive and the negative about that. Like, it's stressful, so I like, I'm stressed out, and I don't want to do it all the time. But it's also, I get that adrenaline rush, and that's also, it's pleasurable, but... I don't want it all the time.
Like, I want to stick to that movie question now. Like, do you have really a specific director you really love where you say, well, he gave me so much in the past?
I mean, there are directors I really admire, but I've always been, like, I don't actually know that much about film, and the films that I've always enjoyed the most aren't necessarily the most visual films, but I've always really liked Tarkovsky and David Lynch and, like, Werner Herzog. Those are, like, probably my favorite directors, I think. But in terms of, like, how I actually want my art to look, maybe something more like Kenneth Anger would be more... Because, I mean, it's a music video, so it's just visual, you know? Or just, like, even just really high-definition footage of, like, really good ballet or, like, really good dancing, you know? I thought the ballet sequence in the new Kanye West, like, music video thing for the Runaway song was just incredible. Like, it was just the most inspiring thing ever. Even though I don't even like Kanye West that much, but I really, like, loved that footage, you know.
Okay. So, two questions are left. I think, like, now, today, you have to go on stage. Maybe you're nervous, maybe not. But if you're nervous, what are you doing against it?
I mean, I'm mostly just nervous about my voice being on, because it's hard to sing the things I have to sing. And so I guess I'm not talking very loud, I'm not smoking, and I'm drinking tea. That's the best way.
You're the healthy artist. Okay, so coming to the last question. I think journalists or guys like me were maybe asking you in the past the same question. I said, come on, why are you asking me that? Like, you can read it so easily somewhere in the net, and I don't want to answer it so many times. So what's your no-go question? Where I say, come on, I'm totally annoyed about that stuff, what you're asking me.
Oh, I hate when people ask me why I chose the name Grimes. Because everyone asks that, and I have no answer, because I don't know.
That's all, sir.
Yeah. Okay. That's like the worst question I hear.
Okay, so thanks for the interview. Enjoy the gig tonight.
I will.
Hometown. And, yeah, I think you're still on tour, or...?
No. I mean, I wasn't really a tour. I just played Toronto once, and then here.
Okay.
Just to...
But in the future, Woolbury?
Yeah, I'm coming to Europe in May. So I don't know if I'm going to Helsinki, but I hope so, but probably not.
Okay, let's see. So thanks a lot, and see you in the future.
Okay.